This is the Sakar Merli of the 8th of October, 2024. Essence, sweet children, if you want to refine your intellects, stay in remembrance of the One Father. It is only by having remembrance that you souls will continue to become pure and clean. Question. At present, how do people waste their time and money? Answer. When a soul leaves his body, they spend so much money, etc., on that person. When a soul has shed his body and departed, that body has no value. And this is why, no matter what they do for that person, they are only wasting their time and money. Om Shanti. The Spiritual Father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. This one, Brahma, also says the same thing, be it the father or Dada speaking. Dada would also say that the Spiritual Father is speaking this knowledge of the past, present and future to you children. In fact, what happened from the Golden Age to the end of the Silver Age is the main thing. Otherwise, there is a lot of history and geography of what happened and who came, etc., in the Copper and Iron Ages. There is no history or geography of what happened in the Golden and Silver Ages, but there is history and geography of everything else. They have shown that the deities existed hundreds of thousands of years ago. That is unlimited senselessness. You too were senseless in an unlimited way. You now understand a little. Some of you don't understand anything even now. A lot has to be understood. The Father has explained to you about the praise of Abu. You should think about this. It should enter your intellects whilst you are sitting here. When was your memorial, the Diwala temple, created? And after how many years was it created? They say that it was built 1,250 years ago. So how many years remain? 3,750 years remain. So they have created a memorial of the present time and also a memorial of paradise. There is competition even between temples. They used to make temples, each one better than the other. Now they don't even have money to build them. There was a lot of wealth, and so they built such a big Somnath temple. They couldn't build that now. Although they continue to build such things in Agra, etc., all of that is useless. Human beings are in darkness. Destruction will come even before they finish building. No one knows these things. They continue to demolish buildings and then build them again. They continue to receive money for nothing, and all of that continues to be wasted. It is a waste of time, a waste of money, and a waste of energy. When a person dies, they waste so much time. We don't do anything. The soul departed, so of what use is the skin, the body? When a snake sheds its skin, does it have any value? None at all. On the path of devotion, they value the skin. They worship non-living images so much. However, they don't know when or how they came. That is called the worship of evil spirits. They continue to worship the five elements. For instance, just think. Lakshmi and Narayan used to rule in the Golden Age. They completed their lifespans of 150 years and then shed their bodies, and that was all. The bodies were then of no use. What value would they have there? Souls departed, and the bodies were handed over to the cremators, and they simply burnt them, according to the custom and system. They wouldn't take those ashes and sprinkle them everywhere to earn a name, not at all. Here they do so much. They feed the Brahmin priests and do many other things. None of this happens there. A body is then of no use. They simply burn the body and just an image remains. And that too cannot be an accurate image. That stone idol of Adidev is not an accurate image. It has been made of stone from the time when they began worshipping. The real one who lived was burnt and finished, and then they created those images on the path of devotion. You must also think about these things. You have to prove the praise of Apu very well. You are sitting here. It is also here that the Father makes the whole world into heaven from hell. Therefore, this is the highest pilgrimage place of all. Now they don't have that much faith. They have faith in just the one Shiva. Wherever you go, there will definitely be a Shiva temple there. At Amnath, they have a Shiva temple. They say that Shankar related the story of immortality to Parvati. There could be no question of a religious story there. People don't have any sense at all. You now have some sense, but did you know anything previously? Baba is now praising Abu so much. Of all the pilgrimages, this is the greatest pilgrimage place. Baba explains a great deal, but it should also sit in the intellects of the especially beloved children. At present, there is a lot of body consciousness. A lot of this knowledge is needed. There has to be a lot of refinement. At present, hardly anyone is able to have yoga. Together with yoga, this knowledge is also needed. It isn't that you just have to stay in yoga. This knowledge is definitely needed in yoga. In Delhi, they have given the name Gyan Vigyan Bhavan to a building, but they don't understand the meaning of it. Gyan Vigyan is of a second, the land of peace and the land of happiness. However, people don't have any wisdom at all. They don't understand the meaning of it. There were such great sannyasis, such as Chinmayananda, etc., who related the Gita, and they still have so many followers. The greatest guru of the world is the One Father. A guru is greater than a father or a teacher. A woman would never have another husband, and so another guru should not be adopted either. When you adopt a guru, he has to grant you salvation. So then, why would other gurus be needed? Only the one unlimited father is the Satguru. He is the one who grants salvation to everyone. However, there are many who don't understand these things at all. The Father has explained that a kingdom is being established, and so it would be number-wise. Some don't understand the least bit. Such are their parts in the drama. The teacher can understand, and the one through whose body he explains can also know. The jaggery knows, and the bag containing the jaggery knows. Shiv Baba is called the Jaggery, the contents. He knows everyone's stage. He can understand from each one how much you study and how much service you do, and to what extent each of you is making your life worthwhile in Baba's service. It isn't that Brahma becomes Lakshmi and Narayan just because he renounced his home and family. He also made effort. This knowledge is very elevated. If someone disobeys the father, he completely turns to stone. Baba has explained that this is the court of Indra. Shiv Baba is reigning the reign of this knowledge. If he is disobeyed by someone, it is mentioned in the scriptures that that one became one with a stone intellect. This is why Baba continues to write to everyone. Be cautious before bringing someone with you. It shouldn't be that impure ones who indulge in vice come and sit here. In that case, the Brahmin teacher who brought them would be blamed for that. You shouldn't bring anyone like that here. It is a huge responsibility. The Father is the highest on high. He gives you the sovereignty of the world, and so you should have so much regard for him. Many continue to remember their friends and relatives. They don't have remembrance of the Father. They continue to choke inside. The Father explains, this is a devilish world. A divine world is now being created. This is our aim and objective. We have to become like Lakshmi and Narayan. Whatever pictures there are, you know the biography of all of them. So much effort is made to explain to people. You too would think that so-and-so is good and wise, and that the other one doesn't understand anything. However much of this knowledge any one of you children has taken, you are doing service according to that. The main thing is the God of the Gita. This is the only scripture of the Sun Dynasty deities. There aren't different ones, nor is there a different one for Brahmins either. These matters have to be understood very clearly. If someone falls into vice whilst moving along on the path of this knowledge, the knowledge flows away. Very good ones who indulge in vice then become those with stone intellects. A very good understanding is required. You have to digest whatever the Father explains to you. It is very easy for you here because you don't have any mundane business or upheaval, etc. here. While living outside, there are so many worries about one's business, etc. Maya brings many storms. There is just solitude here. The Father still continues to inspire you children to make effort. This Baba is also an effort maker. It is the Father who is inspiring you to make effort. You have to churn this ocean of knowledge for this. The Father is sitting here with you children. Only those who give their whole finger are said to be serviceable. Those who continue to choke cause a lot of loss, and furthermore, they continue to do disservice. They create obstacles. You know that those who become emperors and empresses will also need to have maids and servants. They too will be from here. everything depends on how you study. This body has to be shed in happiness. There is no question of sorrow. You have been given time to make effort. This knowledge is of just a second. It is in your intellects that you receive the inheritance from Shiv Baba. If you hear just a little of this knowledge and remember Shiv Baba, you can go there. Many subjects are to be created. Our Sun Dynasty and Moon Dynasty kingdoms are being established here. If, after belonging to the Father, you cause deformation, you would accumulate a great burden. You would go completely into the depths of hell. Baba has explained, how can those who have themselves worshipped be called those who are worthy of worship? Only the One Father is the bestower of salvation for all and the one who benefits everyone. People don't even understand the meaning of peace. They consider pranayama, breathing exercises, etc., in hatha yoga, etc., to be peace. That requires a lot of effort. Some people's brains also get damaged by that. There is no attainment at all. That is temporary peace. Just as they say that happiness is temporary and like the droppings of a crow, so that peace too is like the droppings of a crow, that is, for a temporary period. The Father gives you both peace and happiness for 21 births. Some will remain in the land of peace till the end. According to their parts, they won't be able to see as much happiness. The status there will also be number-wise. Although they will become maids and servants, they will not be able to push their way inside. They won't even be able to see Sri Krishna. Everyone will have their own palace. There will be a fixed time to see him. For instance, when the Pope comes, so many people go to have a glimpse of him. Many such people who make a great impact will emerge. Hundreds of thousands of people will go to have a glimpse of them. How can you have a glimpse of Shiv Baba here? This is something to be understood. Now, how can the world know that this is the greatest pilgrimage place of all? Perhaps there are also other temples, like the Diwala temple nearby. You should go and see them too, and see how they are built. There is no need to give them this knowledge. They would then begin to give their knowledge to you. People give advice. You should do this and this. They don't even know who it is that is teaching you. It requires effort to explain to each one individually. There are stories about this too. It was said, a lion has come. A lion has come, dot, dot, dot. You too say that death is almost here and they don't believe you. They think 40,000 years still remain, so how can death come? However, death definitely has to come, and it will take everyone. There is no rubbish there. There is so much difference between the cows here and the cows there. Sri Krishna didn't graze cows. He would probably receive milk via a helicopter. All of that rubbish would be far away from him. He wouldn't have had rubbish in front of his home. There is limitless happiness there for which you now have to make full effort. So many good children come from the centres. Baba is pleased to see them. flowers emerge number-wise according to the efforts they make. Those who are flowers consider themselves to be flowers. In Delhi too, children do so much service day and night. This knowledge is also so elevated. Previously you didn't know anything. You now have to make so much effort. Baba receives all of the news. He relates the news of some, but not of others, because there are also many traitors. Those who are first class also become traitors. Even third class ones become traitors. They take a little of this knowledge, and they then consider themselves to be Shiv Baba's Baba. They don't have any recognition of the one who is giving them this knowledge. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and we spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. You have to have a lot of regard for the Father who gives you the sovereignty of the world. Make your life worthwhile by doing the Father's service. Pay full attention to this study. 2. Churn the ocean of this knowledge that you receive from the Father. Never become an obstacle. Never do disservice. Do not become arrogant. Blessing. May you claim the marks that the Father would like you to have in all four subjects and become seated on the heart throne. The children who claim good marks in all four subjects from the beginning to the end and pass with a good number are said to have passed with honours. Let it not be that in between your marks are low and that you then have to make up for that. Those of you who claim the marks that the Father would like you to have in all subjects are able to be seated on the heart throne. Together with that, those who are loved by all in the Brahmin world, who are cooperative with all, and who receive everyone's respect, become seated on the heart throne, and so claim a throne of the kingdom. Slogan. Special beloved ones constantly have the unending song playing in their hearts. I belong to the Father, and the Father is mine. Om Shanti.